Hello, and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotional. As usual, I am your host, DK Obi. Today, I will be discussing with us what I will call standing for your rights. Standing for your rights. I am reading from St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, and from verse 10. It says, talking about Jesus, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world did not know him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came unto his own. He's talking about the nation of Israel. He came to Israel, but was rejected by Israel. His own property, his own nation rejected him. Verse 12, but as many that received him, to them he gave the authority to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. The authority, the right, the power to become the sons of God, the children of God. Verse 13, they were not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Here, Jesus was rejected by his people. We see that those who accepted him, he gave a right to become the children of God, the sons of God. I am not trying to be patriarchal in approach. I am not trying to lay emphasis on the male gender, but understanding the Jewish culture as relates to sons will give you a broader picture of what scripture is trying to say here. According to Jewish customs, the son has rights in the father's house. The rights of the son. The son has rights. A right in the father's house. Jesus is teaching us here that when we come into him, when we embrace the gospel and become born again, we have rights as sons of God. We have rights as children of God. We today still view ourselves as religious people, people who are just trying to follow a religion, to obey and to, you know, follow the commandments. We see ourselves as those who are practicing or professing a religion, which is true to some extent. We are disciples. However, we have not tapped into a reality in God's word called sonship, being a son, being a son. To be a son of God, to be a child of God, is achieved in two ways. The first way is by birth. We are born again, born of the Spirit. John 3 and verse 3 to verse 6. And also John chapter 1 verse 13. James 1 and verse 18. Of his own will begat he us, that we should be a kind of first fruits. 1 Peter 1 and verse 23, verse 18 to verse 23 talks about being born again, not of corruptible, but of incorruptible. So you are born. The second way is by adoption, being absorbed into the family of God, having equal rights as other children. We've been adopted. Galatians 4 and verse 6, Romans 8 from verse 15 down talks about, or from verse 14 talks about being adopted, the spirit of adoption that cries in our hearts, Abba Father. So we've both been born and adopted. Therefore, we have rights as children of God. A child that has rights in the home is different and talks differently, behaves differently, reasons differently from a child who's just a servant in the home. And a lot of we children of God, a lot of Christians, still talk like we are servants in the house. We haven't realized our rights as sons. Therefore, we are too beggarly in our relationship with God. We pray, our prayers are still like people who are servants. We pray like we're still servants. We ask God and we relate with God as if we are not sons. We have the rights. In St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, and verse 26 thereabout, we had a Canaanite woman who came to Jesus pleading for mercy for her child to be healed. And Jesus said, look, this thing you are asking for is for the lost sheep of Israel. It's not for the Gentiles. It's for Israel. I will not take the dogs, I will not take the children's food and cast it to the dogs. And the woman said, even the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Jesus said, I haven't seen such great faith. Jesus was still explaining what was revealed in John 1 and verse 10, how he came to his own and was rejected of them. But as many as received him, he's talking about the Gentiles, like this woman. How did they receive him? They received him by faith. They received him by faith. And they had rights as children of God. We have the rights in the Father's house. One who has these rights, a child that knows that he has rights, will talk, think, and behave differently from a child who knows or who feels he's a servant in his Father's house. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the sons of God. The sons of God. John chapter 8 and verse 35, thereabout. It says, he that commits sin is the servant of sin. But the servant does not abide in the house forever. It is the son that abides in the house forever. The son abides in the house forever. We have been planted in the Father's house forever. We are no longer strangers. We are no longer servants. We are no longer slaves. We are children of God. Therefore, we must get rid of the orphan spirit, the spirit of being an orphan, the spirit, the attitude that gives the impression that we are slaves, that we have not been planted in the Father's house. All our prayers must change. All our prayer requests must change. All the songs we sing must change to reflect that we are children. We are sons planted in the Father's house. Savior, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. It's no more for you. You were once in that situation. He heard you. You received him. You looked up to the cross for salvation. Yeshua became your salvation. He has saved you. He has had mercy on you, washed you with his blood, and gave birth to you again, adopted you into the Father's family. Now, you belong to the Father. You are blessed. If you heard me and you have questions, you need a miracle, you need healing, you need counseling, you can reach us via email, info@projectcharis.org. info@project-charis, charis is charis.org. Thank you very much. Have a nice week.